This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and we are about to begin a new segment, which I've just heard Dylan describe as Macca's rant, but I'm not calling it that. I'm calling it Macca's opinion. Macca's calling it Macca's here.
Macca here.
Macca here. Macca, what do you wish to talk about today?
Well, it also is the option for yourself, Tass, if you want to, you know, one week you'd like to do this, or Paul or Fiona or any of our co-hosts. So today is actually a little bit after the 20th anniversary of an advertisement that I ran and paid for, a full-page advertisement in the LGBTI newspapers in before the September 18 election 1999.
Now, the Brax election, yes, 20 years ago.
20 years ago. And it was headed, and this was caused a bit of a commotion at the time, is a, inverted commas, queer and inverted commas policy important? I was going to read just a fraction of it. It says, when you vote on Saturday out in September, there are a number of issues we must all consider for our future. And I said, I ask that when you actually go in to fill out your ballot paper, think about your chosen candidate and whether or not they and their party are able to demonstrate a commitment publicly to the following basic principles and basic human rights. And one of the, I'm just going to briefly cover four, there were 9 points. Most people have a 10-point plan. I had a 9-point plan. But the first one was to have a definite and structured plan to deal with youth suicide and its causes. The other was adequate resources for HIV/AIDS, prevention strategy, home help, etc., including the critical care unit at the Alfred, visitation rights and the right to be consulted about treatment regimes if your partner is in hospital, and also to support the ongoing provision of meaningful and relevant telephone and other counselling services for those of us who've had to deal with homophobic and the non-acceptance of our sexuality. And I can say,
Macca, I look at the issues here. You've got What you want is full recognition for same-sex de facto relationships. Marriage was not even on the equation back then, I see.
No, because
superannuation, visitation, homophobic violence, counselling services, HIV services, sexual health services. That's the range of issues that you were dealing with back then. Breast cancer for lesbians.
Specific programs around, breast cancer, you know, support and action for lesbians. And I can say every single one of those issues we can tick off. They've all been dealt with. They've all been resolved almost totally. There's still some work to do in a couple. But this was something that at the time I was pretty passionate about. It was an important election. And, you know, the people that enabled this, you know, to happen, that actually addressed those issues and made them law, you know, so I want to put on record, I want to thank a number of people. Steve Brax, John Thwaites, Rob Hulls, Dick Wynne, Bronwyn Pike, Leonie Burke from the Liberals, who worked really, really hard on this, Susan Davies, who was an independent, and, you know, an awful lot of other people. But this was 20 years ago. This was only 20 years ago. this was the fight that we had. It does show how far we've come, you know, in terms of the recognition of same-sex de facto relationships. What came out of that is the legislation where de facto relationships became non-gender specific and they were called domestic partnerships.
Mm.
Being able to visit your partner in hospital and actually make a decision about their medical treatment. This wasn't a given. It wasn't a given. Superannuation. You know, former federal treasurer Peter Costello talked a lot about changing the law to allow the surviving members of a same-sex partnership to access their partner's superannuation without it being taxed at the marginal tax rate. But guess what? He actually didn't do it. He said he was going to do it, but he didn't do it. It was actually done by a subsequent Labor government. And this isn't about the politics. This is about the policy.
So, Macca, what motivated you back then, 20 years ago, to take out a full-page ad in the printed LGBTI media at the time? And there were two papers.
Yep.
MCV and Brother Sister, I believe. That would have set you back several thousands of dollars. What motivated you to dip your own hand in your own pocket to pay for this?
Well, look, I'd been advocating a lot of these issues for 20 years prior to that. And whilst we were making progress and, you know, people can be apathetic and just because it may not impact on them at that time, they actually don't understand things like being able to make decisions about treatment of a partner and actually even visiting them in hospital, you know, to recognise the issues. And we're going to be talking about some of this in the next segment, you know, about suicide and youth suicide, you know, specific, you know, medical support and programs for lesbians with cancer, the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre, you know, caring for people with HIV at the Alfred. You know, all these things, you know, any one of them is really important. And there was all these issues were not being dealt with properly. It was a matter of, oh, yeah, look, we'll get there and, you know, we'll support you. No. You know, I made this statement and, you know, it came at some financial cost, but it actually came at some other cost. People got quite upset about it. They got upset about the use of the word queer, but you know, politicians on all sides were quite surprised by it. But it's 20 years on, but you know what? We can tick them all off.
Macca, you've got your name, your phone number and your address on this.
Yes.
Did you receive any personal threats or attacks? Or condemnations?
Yes.
And commendations?
Because it was in an election period, you know, it's written, authorised and paid for by myself. The phone number, I don't even remember the phone number. It must have been a prepaid one that I got so that any cranks would ring that. and that wasn't actually the... anyway, the address is an address, but... Look, I did, but also there was a lot of people that acknowledged it. Now, whether it changed the result of the election, I don't know. But I don't resile from it.
One more question before we wind up, Macca. If you were to do this again tomorrow, what would be your top three issues?
Look, I think the biggest fight that we are facing is the religious discrimination legislation. You know, there's more than one hand grenade in that. I think freedom of the press, freedom, you know, and that's linked to freedom of expression, and we're not talking about a libertarian view here. I'm talking about, if we don't have freedom of the press, there are so many things that won't see the light of day. So I think the religious freedom, the religious discrimination legislation, freedom of the press, and I think the increasing divide in our society between the haves and the have-nots has got to be addressed. If we don't address it, you know, we're going to, you know, apart from the issue of basic fairness...
So you're talking about inequality.
Inequality... you know, we're making problems for ourselves for the future. My life, you know, has got hopefully another 20 or 30 years left in it. I think of the people that are following us. And that issue of, you know, the ability for religious institutions to discriminate specifically against us, right? And the fact that they get funding from the government out of our taxes, I think, you know, is a disgrace. So I think they're the issues we face for the future, and I don't rule out doing this again.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.